Do you have questions about your health? Do you need to find out what's keeping you from feeling your absolute best? If so, your intuition has guided you to the right place. I am Dr. Charlize, and welcome to the Art of Healing podcast community. In this podcast, we explore all topics in health and wellness, from Reiki to functional medicine, energy medicine, chakras, and meditation. Join me every week for fresh new episodes that highlight healers, various healing modalities, and use this as your opportunity to find what healing works best for you. If you want to learn more about me, simply Google at Dr. Charlize. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Art of Healing podcast. This is Charlize. Jumping on for a quick episode just to make really a few announcements and then to discuss a topic that I got a question about recently. On May 23rd, 2024, noon Central Standard Time, we'll get a chance to connect live. I'm holding the second Harmonize Your Energy Masterclass. The first event was in February and it was fantastic. It gave us a great time to connect, to ask questions, to talk about our hormones, to experience our chakras. So we're going to do it again. If you'll check your show notes, you'll see how you can sign up for this completely free masterclass. I got some great feedback, including a few of the people attending saying they discovered their own energy blocks. Fantastic. So make sure you sign up to join me there. Kes? This is Dr. Charlize.
Recently, someone
welcome
asked
back
me
to the
about
blood
sugar,
just a quick normal blood sugar and a few updates.
The blood sugar
I took an accidental break
was around 99.
I kind of forgot.
So,
but
I
am back.
The American
the podcast
Diabetic
will be
Association
back every Monday as
American
usual.
Physicians
but until then, enjoy
AMA,
this brief episode
most
that we talk a little bit about
blood sugar
sugars.
As being anything
I
less than 100.
Part of why I forgot pre-diabetic if you're blood
a webinar called Harmonize Your Energy
that went
and
being
really
diabetic
well, so well
any
that
blood
the attendees wanted to have another experience of it.
However,
the
for
next
optimized
webinar,
health,
meaning
totally
your metabolism is working
great
and
your
body
Harmonize
can manage
Your Energy will be on March
23rd,
2024
a little bit
at
high
Central Standard Time.
You can find the invitation in the show notes.
Also, you don't want low blood sugars. Low blood sugars are typically considered anything that's less than about 60, although some people can have symptoms of low blood sugar, which is called hypoglycemia, at anywhere between 70 and 80. Low blood sugars could mean several things. It could actually mean that you are on the pathway to developing diabetes, ironically. Some diabetics actually have a drop in their blood sugars before becoming completely diabetic. Low blood sugars could also be a sign of some kind of problem with your endocrine system, especially if you are overproducing insulin, either as a part of becoming diabetic or a problem with your pancreas where there may be a tumor that's producing too much insulin. So optimal blood sugars are somewhere between 70 and 90, but it really depends on where you feel your best. So the way that you can determine that is getting something called a blood sugar average or an A1C. Right now, that's the most cost-effective way to tell what your average blood sugars are 24 hours a day. An A1C takes a measurement of how much your red blood cells are coated in glucose. And if there's more of that glucose, which is like a crystal on top of that red blood cell, it makes a higher A1C. A1Cs can be done fairly inexpensively and usually cost somewhere between $30 and $40 to do. Another great way to know what your blood sugars are doing 24 hours a day are continuous glucose monitors. Those are the diabetic devices that are worn, sometimes worn on the arm, upper arm, or the shoulder or upper back, sometimes worn on the abdomen, and they're actually much more accessible than you would imagine. Sometimes you can find continuous glucose monitors as part of certain health programs, or you might even have access to them just over the counter. These devices often connect to a reader or a phone, and they tell you what your blood sugars are doing 24 hours a day. If you've recently been told that your blood sugars were elevated at your doctor's office, on any recent labs, the first thing you want to do is get rid of the foods that will drive up your sugars. It's actually pretty simple to fix that problem for 99% of us. There's going to be a small percentage of people that won't be able to fix this just with dietary changes, especially those that have autoimmune diabetes, type 1 diabetes, which is completely different. But for the rest of us, if your doctor said your blood sugar is over 100 or 120, they're getting worried, your doctor wants to check your blood work every 3 months now, you want to eliminate refined sugars, you want to get rid of sodas, you want to get rid of candy. The general advice I give patients is if it's something that tastes really, really good and you want a second portion of it, you want to cut it out of your diet. That's because the foods with the highest sugars are the most addictive. The next thing you need to make sure you're doing is getting enough healthy movement. Resistance training or weights is actually one of the quickest ways that you can get your blood sugars to normalize. Walking, more house chores, anything, just make sure you're getting up and getting your blood flowing on a regular basis. If your sugars are starting to get high, you'll feel much better, even if you're starting to feel tired, if you can start moving daily. Then you want to make sure you know what else in your body is out of balance. Knowing your insulin level, even your cortisol level, your cholesterol, there's actually quite a bit of digging that you want to start doing if you didn't get that set of labs done when you got your sugars done. So thanks for joining me for the short and sweet episode. Make sure you sign up if you want to meet live March 23rd, 2024 for the masterclass Harmonize Your Energy. See you there, and thanks. Thank you so much for joining during this episode of the Art of Healing podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. Also, you can check your show notes to find out how to get a copy of this and future episodes emailed directly to your inbox, available to listen to anytime. Finally, if you have questions or wish to connect to me, check your show notes to find out how we can get connected and find out how I can be of service to you.